This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Many fruit trees can be grown in Kansas, but it can be challenging. For the March K-State Garden Hour, Rebecca McMahon, Extension Local Food System Program Administrator, covered the basics for selecting fruit tree varieties. For example, the apples that we see in the store won't grow well in Kansas.
And that gets really frustrating for most home gardeners because you're like, oh, but I really like Honeycrisp or I really like XYZ apple. And then the nursery sells it or the box store sells it. But those varieties tend to have really severe disease challenges in Kansas. And so we want to look for varieties that have resistance to apple scab, fire blight. Cedar apple rust is super critical here in Kansas, and powdery mildew. So you really want to, especially if you don't want to be spraying with a conventional fungicide on a consistent basis every season, you really want to look at these disease-resistant varieties rather than choosing, you know, that variety that you're familiar with from the grocery store. Pears also typically require the cross-pollination, and pears can be really tricky to line up the pollination windows. So when you're looking for varieties, you can't just pick any old two pear varieties. You have to make sure that their bloom windows line up so that you get good pollination. Fire blight is also our number one problem, and so we want to look for fire blight resistance. Our peaches and nectarines, these guys are a nice switch. They are self-pollinating, so you only need one tree. And it's important to note that these trees are much more susceptible to stress compared to apples and pears. They don't live nearly as long, and you want to really carefully research hardiness and cold tolerance. I tend to encourage folks in Kansas to look for late blooming varieties because that's going to give you the best chance of getting a crop in a year when we have late frosts. There's so many things to think about in terms of peach varieties, whether they're clingstone or freestone, the flesh color, flat versus round, melting versus non-melting flesh, meaning how soft the flesh gets at maturity, acid levels. But what's most critical is our cold hardiness. So both winter hardiness, looking for a variety that's hardy to zone 5 or 6, depending on your location, and then that late bloom and frost tolerance on the buds, on the flower buds. Cherries, tart cherries and sweet cherries. Tart cherries tend to do pretty well in Kansas. They're naturally small trees, grow up to about 15 feet tall, and tend not to have as many disease or insect challenges as a lot of other fruits. Doesn't mean there aren't some, but they're not typically as problematic. Pretty cold hardy, pretty frost resistant, typically self-pollinating. But of course, most people want to grow sweet cherries, and sweet cherries are a little bit trickier. They do require cross-pollination, except for a few of our newer varieties, but they don't tolerate our weather extremes nearly as well. And most sweet cherries tend to have large trees that don't live very long. So they can be a challenge to grow in Kansas. The sweet cherries, you know, black gold, Stella, and white gold all have some self-fertile characteristics or ability to self-pollinate, but that doesn't mean you're not going to still deal with cracking and other stress related to weather conditions. Last up is going to be plums, just kind of differentiating between Japanese and European types of plums. So Japanese types are typically what we're used to seeing in the grocery store that are juicier, sweet. European types are blue and are often the ones that we typically buy dehydrated as prunes, so not nearly as juicy in that regard. So of course, the less likely we are to want to eat them, the more hardy they are for Kansas. It's pretty typical. So Japanese types are typically only hardy to zone 6, and they tend to bloom earlier and be more susceptible to those spring frosts compared to our European types. European types can also set some fruit without cross-pollination. And then, of course, we do have lots of American native species. There's not been a whole lot of selection or breeding work done on those. Growing up, we had a couple of just American plum species on our farm, and they had little plums that we would take and juice out and make jelly and all kinds of stuff like that.
That's Rebecca McMahon, Extension Local Food System Program Administrator, with information on selecting fruit trees for Kansas. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.